Jack, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Ann. How are you today?
Good. Your comments, please.
Okay, Liz. After the, I don't believe that anybody, even Marx, would have advocated the wholesale slaughter of tens of millions of people that we have seen in communist and socialist countries in this century. But in fact, the basis of communism and socialism is the fact that some people, usually the productive, must be sacrificed to the unproductive. This human sacrifice, is this the basis also of Liz's moral philosophy? And if not, what is the premise on which she bases her philosophy?
Okay, I had some difficulty hearing your question, but if I understand, I'll try not, if I understood it correctly, the, first of all, the figures of so-called slaughters of people vary so widely. There's no question that people died during the Stalin purges, for example.
But between 20 million and 50 million, maybe.
Well, I'm not sure what the figures are. It's very hard to say what the figures are. There's no question, however, that it happened and that it was a crime. Nobody disputes that. And that those kind of things must never be repeated. On the other hand, I think it's also important to understand that those crimes that were committed under socialism are regarded as crimes and are not something that are inherent to socialism. I would say that sort of thing is inherent to fascism.
You're calling what happened
camps.
In Tiananmen Square, though, a mistake. Is that
well,
not
I would
a crime?
Say,
you called it
would,
a mistake. You
I would
didn't call
it
a crime.
Yes,
yeah.
I would call it a crime. I don't think that.
Is the sacrifice of some human being to others the premise on which you base your philosophy?
No, it's not. That's I guess
what
that's the
that?
Point that. Well, I would say the free and equal development of peoples is what the aim of socialism is.
Freedom.
Yes, freedom and democracy.
But socialism, communism, in no way advocate freedom.
Well, I would disagree with you. That's one of the reasons why I'm a communist. You know, I think though that to say that there is such a thing as utopian socialism or any utopian society is dreaming. There have
how can you say
the
that
important
have freedom
thing
when
is
a government
that
last word to you, Jack.
Controls over your property.
Last word to
that
you,
freedom?
Jack. Go for it.
Is that freedom, Liz?
I would say that
when they have control over property, is that freedom?
Well, I think that in this society where a handful of people have control over property and over the wealth of the country, that that's not freedom, and that what socialism is to put the controls over the main levers of the economy in the hands of the majority of people. Now, have they succeeded? I think they're in the process of trying to succeed, of correcting mistakes and of rectifying errors that they've made and of exposing crimes so that they won't take place again.
Jack, I offered last word to you, Jack, and you chose to ask a question. We've got to leave it there. We'll be back in just a minute.